code generation and education. Some people say that a great idea is just worth a dollar. This is frightening and could be maybe true unless you create a program that eliminates repetitive tasks. First and foremost is that you can't rely on a third-party platform. Your beta creation needs to run off of a Raspberry Pi in order to force you to make it efficient. And then you take it to a colo facility or something that is priced at that level and just maintain it. But never rely on a specific service. That company's job is all about locking you in and hiking up the prices. And you need to develop an application that works on top of a custom HTTP server in-house. The HTTP is there because it's efficient and simple, and it doesn't need any fixing because it's already done and tested. And it should rely on an offline-first database, meaning keeping your network traffic low if you need it, and users can synchronize later if they disconnect somehow. And whenever possible, the UI needs to be mobile-first. PouchDB and Bootstrap, along with Svelte and Koa or Express-based HTTP server, is the way to go. You have to use JavaScript on the server. You can't write your server in Go or PHP and then your front end in JavaScript. It has to be the same language. Browsers chose JavaScript. That's what you use on the server. If the web browsers upgrade to Rust or Go, then you do the same. You follow the web browser. Working with multiple languages is just too distracting. It will prevent you from getting good at your main language. This is the dollar thing. People don't account for the server and performant server code. They don't think about a responsive user interface that works both on mobile and desktop, where it's carefully developed to be useful in a collapsed state on mobile and wisely expands for the desktop. You have to create something so fancy that it will get the programmer's attention by ruining their morning cocoa. And the only thing that can ruin a programmer's morning is a code generator that does it better than they do. Ha! Programmers can't repeat themselves. They have no time, or sometimes even patience. But they have to, because there's always a procedure to follow. So you want to ruin their morning by showing them that they don't need to keep repeating themselves anymore, that you have a code generator specifically aimed at whatever they are working on. On the front end, it's a simple Cytoscape.js graph, and on the back end, a collection of code templates. You connect the dots on the UI end, get enough feedback to make it all fun and interesting, and in return, you get a few thousand lines of code with unit tests in the node module form and ready to be tweaked or customized. Programmers looking to save time and their sanity will break away from their procedure and will take the time to learn about your graph and then never look back. If I had to recommend where to start, I would say build a code generator to generate Bootstrap themes that you can sell for $50 each. But the wise advice here is for you to build a generator for each new technology that you are learning, as it will help you learn it faster.